Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
Look, Galentine's Day is nice, right? Would there be a better date, though, than spending Galentine's Day knowing that you just won tickets to Beyonce? That's the day that women hang out with each other. It's hard for women to get together, spend some time with each other. So Galentine's Day was kind of born, right? We had this idea, and then Kristen went next level with it.
I'm like, let's give two besties a pair of tickets to see Beyonce!
Let's go.
So for those that don't know, Beyonce is going on her Cowboy Carter tour. This is going to be epic.
I hadn't heard that.
You
really?
Hadn't heard? Yes.
Huh. Oh, yeah,
so, who is Beyonce?
Yeah, so
from the beginning.
So the Beehive knows that the artist pre-sale is today. General sale is tomorrow. But we have four women in studio, two teams of two, two pairs of besties that are going to go at it to see who knows their bestie the best to score a pair of tickets to see Beyonce in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium either July 10th, 11th, or 13th, because she just added a third show in Atlanta.
Hey, already.
Yes, already. That's, and we haven't even done the on sale yet.
That's just cocky.
No, it's wise is what it is. So what we're going to do here, this is going to be like our version of the newlywed game. But instead, it's going to be, will you be my Galentine? And we're going to see how well these pair of besties know each other. But first things first, we have to get to know our teams.
Yep.
We have to know our bestie history. We have to know why they love Beyonce so much. So we're going to start, and they gave themselves team names, which I love. So we're going to start with our first team, which is Team Yaya.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
All right. So we have Michelle and we have Tremaine. So Michelle, we're going to let you go first and just tell us the history of your friendship.
Okay, so me and Tremaine met about 3 years ago. We worked together at an elementary school. We're both teachers. I'm kindergarten. She's second grade. And yeah, it was just a pretty fast friendship. Like right away, I was like, oh, hey, this is somebody I want to hang out with all the time.
And Tremaine, what was it about Michelle that you're like, the two of you were just destined to be besties?
Well, so I'm like crazy high wire, and Michelle is so calm. She's peaceful, and so I feel like we are good balance.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yes, you do, right? You can't have too crazy together.
Yeah. Nope.
Not too crazy.
That doesn't work.
And what makes you both members of the Beehive? What makes you both Beyonce stans?
So we like B because B stands on business. She comes in, she takes control, and so do we.
Okay.
Hey, hi. Team Strong.
Yeah.
Team Yaya.
All right, so that is Team Yaya's.
Is there a specific song?
No.
Is that for later?
Don't, yeah.
Okay.
Right. You're messing with the questions, man.
Okay. All right, don't want to mess with Kristen's vibe.
Don't interfere with the questions. You might be rigging this and you don't even know it.
Okay.
All right, so next we have Team Two Most Wanted.
Woo-hoo.
Hello.
All right, so we got Brittany and Tiffany.
Yes.
So, Brittany, go ahead and tell us a little bit about the history of your all's relationship.
Yes, so Tiffany and I have known each other her whole life, really. So our moms are, like, best friends. And although we've known each other our whole lives, it's more so as adults that we became besties because we're 9 years apart in age. And so, like, as kids, didn't really spend time together. Mm-hmm. But now it's just, like, going all over town, finding random things to do, having fun.
All right, so Tiffany, even with, like, a 9-year age gap, what makes you guys, click as besties?
I would definitely say we are yin and yang. So
I see a theme here.
Exactly. Balance. We are yin and yang. You have to have that sort of balance. Exactly what Team Yaya said. So yeah, exactly. So I'm the more kind of like extroverted person and Brittany is the more introverted person. And we just work so well together. We mesh very well.
All right. So, now, Brittany, let's go into the passion behind Beyonce.
We love Beyonce. Mm-hmm. I think even though, as Tiffany said, I am more introverted, my Sasha Fierce comes out, you know, when I listen to Beyonce. We're huge fans. We really loved Cowboy Carter. Like, we have both been so impressed and just listening to it all the time.
All right, yeah. So what are the rules of engagement going to be over the next couple of minutes?
Okay, so we got to know our teams a little bit. We know about their friendship. I can see everybody's got a little bit of a,
nervous energy?
Yes. Yeah. That nervous
energy. There's a lot on the line here.
Yes. I mean, a pair of Beyonce tickets, which are going to be very hard to come by.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back. So we're going to let you guys, now that you've gotten used to the microphones, take a little breather. So we have sequestered our besties already. And Jackson interviewed them and asked them questions individually. So just like with the newlywed game.
Was he inappropriate at any point?
Oh, stop it.
Blink twice.
Let us know now.
So when we come back, it's going to be Michelle at the mic for Team Yaya's, and it's going to be Brittany at the mic for Team 2 Most Wanted. And we're going to ask them questions about their bestie. And if they get the question right, they get a point, and they get themselves one step closer to attending the Cowboy Carter Tour and see Beyonce in the flesh. Going to go back, and then we're going to switch, all right? And then the other bestie is going to come up. And right. Bottom line, we have 6 total questions at the end of this. Whoever has the most points...
The stakes are high because Beyonce tickets are on the line and a friendship will crumble today.
We may or may not have asked some inappropriate questions.
Okay, now I'm in. Now I'm in. We'll do it next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Today, one friendship gets stronger and the other one probably breaks up.
Welcome to Will You Be My Galentine? With a pair of Beyonce tickets to her Cowboy Carter tour on the line.
Found 4 hardcore Beyonce fans.
Yep. We have 2 pairs of besties here in the studio. We have, give it up for Team Yaya!
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 Let's go.
And give it up for Team 2 Most Wanted! So how well do these pair of BFFs know each other? We're going to play this in the style of the newlywed game. Before this, we had sequestered our BFFs, and they were asked questions about each other. So the name of the game is easy. You answer the question about your BFF right, you get a point. And whoever has the most points at the end wins that pair of Beyonce tickets that aren't even on sale yet.
How many rounds are there, and how many are they going to?
We have 6 questions total. Now, I know what you're saying. 6. That's an even number. What if it ends in a tie? We do have a tiebreaker question in case that happens. Mm. Are we ready to play?
Yay! Yeah.
By the way,
Mo's ready.
Mo's ready.
Do you see the seriousness on their faces? Yes. Right? They're in the zone, right? Everybody, like the last break, they're like, here's about a friendship. This is why we love Beyonce. And now we're about to play, and they're like, give us a question.
So nervous.
All right. So at the mic, we have Michelle representing Team Yaya's, and we have Brittany representing Team 2 Most Wanted. Earlier, we asked them, we asked their BFS questions, and your goal is to answer this correctly. Michelle, you're up first for Team Yaya's.
Okay.
What is your BFF's favorite Beyonce song?
Oh, that's easy. She loves Tyrant. That is her favorite song, and it's one of my favorite too, but Levi's Jeans is my favorite, but hers is Tyrant.
All right, Tremaine said...
Tyrant.
Hey! I can't.
She even sang it.
Okay.
All right, that's a point for Team Yaya's.
I love that remix.
All right, Brittany, from Team 2 Most Wanted, we asked your BFF the same question. What is her favorite Beyonce song?
Also Tyrant.
Really?
Tyrant.
We got a game.
Like,
I don't know the lyrics to that song, so what makes it such a connecting song?
Being a tyrant.
Identifying as a tyrant.
All right, so we are tied up. 1-1. We got ourselves a game, people. All right, again.
Well, I hope so after 1 round.
Yeah.
So it can't be a blowout.
Yeah, right.
All right, here we go. Question number 2. Team Yaya's, back to you, Michelle. Who did Tremaine say was her first celebrity crush?
Ooh. I actually love that I know the answer to this because it's, it's Marcus Houston, but more specifically from Sister Sister when he was on Sister Sister.
All right, Tremaine said...
Marcus Houston. You know, Roger. Go home, Roger.
Roger.
I can't. I'm sorry. You're hilarious.
And y'all know, only known each other 3 years?
Yes.
3 years.
But I'm telling you guys, like, it was a quick friendship. And it was like, automatically, I was like, this is the person I want to hang out with all the time. And we hang out all the time.
That's great.
I love it. This is a beautiful Galentine's Day we're having. But we still have Beyonce tickets on the line. All right, Team Yaya's 2 points. Here we go. Team Two Most Wanted. Brittany, who did Tiffany say was her first celebrity crush?
I will say Chris Brown.
Tiffany said?
Probably Justin Bieber.
Oh no.
Two very similar personalities.
You have a type, clearly. All right, Team Yaya's 2, Team 2 Most Wanted 1. We still have plenty of questions to play.
Uh-huh. And our second friends have known each other 9 years.
Okay. Right. Their whole lives.
Yeah. Right.
All right, here we go. Question number 3. Michelle, for Team Yaya's, what would Tremaine say is your worst personality trait?
Ooh.
Not her worst personality trait, but your. What would Tremaine say is your worst personality trait?
Well, I'm perfect, so I don't know what she
thinks. That might be it.
That might be it right there.
She thinks she's perfect.
Right, I'm too perfect. But I know she's told me that, I don't know, sometimes I can be, I don't know, maybe too chill, and whereas she's a little, I don't know, because especially like in stressful situations, I might be too calm.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, Tremaine said.
People say I'm just really too calm. They made me mad. I'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
So is that right?
Is that right?
Did you play the right one?
Was that what you were saying about Michelle, that she was too calm?
Yeah.
Well, of course she's going to say
yeah. She's going to say no.
Yeah, give me the point. All right, Team Yaya's, you got a point for that one because you were right. You said you got it too calm.
I think we asked it about themselves. I think they had the same answer, though.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. This is the Beyonce tickets are on the line for this, so hold on 1 second. We want to make sure we get this right. So y'all talk to them on yourself for a second. Seriously. Okay.
All right. Uh-huh. How's everybody doing?
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Now, that was, the question was asked, what would you say is the worst personality trait of your BFF? Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead and go to Team Two Most Wanted. Brittany, what would Tiffany say is your worst personality trait?
Probably that I tend to be late to things. Mm-hmm.
All right. Tiffany said.
I'm always late.
There you go.
Okay. Perfect. So that means a point for Team Two Most Wanted. So here we go. Team Yaya's 3, Team 2 Most Wanted. That is the first round. So ladies, now we switch out and we bring your team members back up.
Okay.
All right. It's a good first round.
I don't know what I'm nervous about.
What are you nervous
about? I don't have tickets.
Nothing's on the line for you. Yeah.
All right. So again, Team Yaya's 3 points. Team 2 Most Wanted, 2 points. Tremaine is at the mic for Team Yaya's. And we have Tiffany at the mic for Team 2 Most Wanted. So now we're going to start with you, Tiffany. Okay. They went first last time. You're going first this time. Tiffany from Team 2 Most Wanted. What did Brittany say is the one body part she wants to change about herself?
Oh.
So she was talking about herself.
She was talking about herself. Okay. Not the body part you want to change about you, but the body part she would want to change about herself.
And not the body part you want to change about her.
Yes.
I would say maybe her legs.
All right. What did Brittany say?
Ooh, I would say legs.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's good.
Give it to Team 2 Most Wanted, 3 points. All right, here we go, Tremaine. Okay. For Team Yaya's, what did Michelle say is the one body part she wants to change about herself?
I'm going to go with her stomach.
All right, her stomach. All right, what did Michelle say?
I'd say my chin.
Her chin.
That's a dangerous question.
Yeah, it is. There's going to be some talk after this. Like,
what's wrong with my stomach?
Even if you get the Beyonce tickets, you might not be going together. All right, you guys, we are tied up.
All right, we got a game, Kristen.
We got a game. we're at question 5. We only got 2 questions yet. Hey, it's tighter than the Super Bowl. You're welcome.
That's a fact.
All right, Team Yaya's 3, Team 2 Most Wanted. Here we go. Starting with Team 2 Most Wanted. Tiffany, for Team 2 Most Wanted, Who was Britney's first kiss? Joe? All right. Did Britney say Joe?
Boy in high school, Ronnie.
Ronnie. Who is Joe?
Yeah, Joe is now finding out that he wasn't the first.
Poor Joe. All right. Tremaine, for Team Yaya's, who was Michelle's first kiss?
Well, Shelly, you haven't kissed many. So, I'm going to go with Michael.
Did Michelle say Michael?
Boy in high school, Theus. Oh, God.
All right. We are still tied up 3-3. We have come down to the final question.
This is it right here.
Wow. The Beyonce tickets on the line.
So if one gets it right and the other one gets it wrong, we got ourselves a winner, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. The last question for Team Two Most Wanted. So this is going to be what Brittany said, okay, Tommy?
Beyonce tickets on the line.
Here we go. Tiffany, what is your BFF's most embarrassing moment?
Her most embarrassing moment, I would say,
She's like a spelling bee.
Oh my goodness.
Would you like the origin of the question?
I would probably say when she tripped at a party.
When she tripped at a party. All right, what did Brittany say, Tommy?
Falling out of a chair at a family dinner.
So
that
this
was
is
so close.
This is going to be for the win here, then.
I'm going to let, because she thinks it's so close, but do we agree that that wasn't falling out of chairs, not tripping?
Yeah. Not the same. I'm sorry.
Yep. All right.
All right, so you get this right.
Yep.
You've got Beyonce tickets.
No pressure.
All right.
It has literally come down to the last question.
You've been real bouncy up until now.
Keep that energy. Yeah.
The last question for Team Yaya's with a pair of Beyonce tickets on the line for Galentine's Day. Tremaine, what is your BFF's most embarrassing moment?
Well, this chick went and got herself locked in a locker.
Locked in a locker?
What?
No. All right. Michelle.
Why would you lock in a locker?
Michelle said,
I accidentally locked myself in a locker.
There we go.
I want to hear this story, though.
Oh, man.
Excellent, excellent, excellent game,
good
ladies.
Job, yo.
So impressed with your friendship. Hopefully this didn't sever any ties.
Hold on a second. Nobody leaves until we find out how you locked yourself in a locker.
Really,
a come on
story.
In.
Come on, girl.
So, my sister, she used to play basketball at this high school. And so I would go with her to practice, and I had these friends that we would play with. And so one time we were looking at the lockers, and one was open. So we opened it up. Everybody's taking their turns going in. It's finally my turn. They close the door, turn the lock, and leave me there. And when I say it was the youngest one who did it, so she couldn't even tell anybody I was in there. She was like, Michelle's in jail. Michelle's in jail. So, yeah, a janitor finally came and let me out.
Wow. Hey, congratulations. You are going to see Beyonce.
Yay!
That moment helped you see Beyonce. See, that locker turned out to be a good thing.
Right, right.
And a consolation prize, we're sending you guys to go see Cisco. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show. Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
I got a bone to pick with one of you guys in here that had a bone to pick with me, but I'm picking it with you before you can pick it with me again.
It's a lot of bone picking.
It's a lot of bone picking going on, right?
Let's put these bones away.
Cassie, I want you to grab a mic.
Mm-hmm.
And my first question is, how quickly can you put, you and Rebecca, put up a Burt Show poll on the website or social? Very quickly?
Very quickly.
Okay, good. You bugged me again a couple of days ago.
Mm, well, shocker.
When this isn't the normal daily one.
Oh, okay. This is an outline. We got
this
it.
This is more than just your presence.
She's brought it up before, and I let it go. And she brought it up again a couple of days ago, and I think it's unfair. And here it is. It's Valentine's Day. And of course, with Valentine's Day, not only am I the only one in here that loves to celebrate love on the show, but with that, and it's not just Valentine's Day, it could be birthdays, also Christmas. I am very, very thoughtful with the words that I choose in the cards that I give.
You are. I would agree with that.
Thank you very, very much. They are thought out. I do struggle in front of the computer as I am writing the words out.
Typing
words out.
It's okay? Not writing.
It is writing. It absolutely is writing. I wrote a whole book and I didn't write on paper. It is. Not one letter.
It's writing. It's not handwriting.
It's not handwriting. And here's where Cassie's beef is. So when I write these letters and I got a beautiful one, it's all ready for Amanda. It's really heartfelt. And Cassie has said over the years that she's very turned off by the fact that what I will do is I will write it. I will print it. I will fold it. I will put it in a Valentine's Day card that I got from Target, and inside of it, you know, they have their pretty standard messages. Well, life would just not be the same without you. And then I'll just put, like, love you, Bert, on it. But within that is this long, thought-out, heartfelt letter that is printed out. For Cassie, that doesn't count. And you have maintained this for years. You brought it up the other day, and it bothered me.
Well, I brought it up because you were ragging on my girl Kristen for something, and I forget what it was.
Not even connecting the two, really. Mm. It just came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. So it's lovely that you write these long letters, and I think if it works for you and your girlfriend, then that's fine. But for me personally, I appreciate when Chad gives me handwritten cards with all the sides completely filled out, because he also writes me these beautiful odes. And all it's all handwritten.
All the sides completely written out.
Yeah, and it will be small print. Like, he will write it like a book because he's a great writer and he handwrites the cards.
The writing is the same. It doesn't matter if it's on a computer or if it's handwritten. Words and writing are the same.
If your hand doesn't cramp up and you're not like, how did I get through school writing, then you don't love me.
But someday you're going to die.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be tomorrow.
Escalated quickly.
Could be by the end of the show.
Someday you're going to die.
Yeah.
And maybe she's going to want a tattoo of your handwriting, and she's going to want a tattoo of your handwriting saying, like, your handwritten, I love you. But she's not going to have it because you typed everything. Great. So what she's going to have to get is Times Roman numeral on her arm, and that's going to be your handwriting.
Well, heaven forbid, Helvetica.
Or Comic Sans.
Or Papyrus.
Or Ariel. My God, Papyrus.
Never.
What a stretch that is. Yeah, so
I've seen Bert's handwriting. Ain't nobody getting
that's
that
what I'm saying. If she gets a tattoo of my name that I have written out, she's not even going to know what it says.
They're going to be like, oh my God, I didn't know you had a second son.
The words mean just as much if they're handwritten or not. And I'll tell you what I probably would end up doing. If I'm handwriting it, then I would probably shorten the amount of emotion that goes into it and the words that I'm using, because writing is too hard.
That's my point. That right there. It takes effort to write something.
It takes, it's still writing.
Yeah, but it takes effort to come up with the message, but then it takes even more effort to handwrite it out. And it's so personal. It's like the equivalent, and I don't want handmade gifts, so if my kids hear this, don't make me any, but it's the equivalent of making a gift versus just buying a generic from a store. It shows extra effort and shows that you put yourself out.
Okay, wait, let's stay there for just one second. How many handcrafted gifts does Chad give you for Valentine's Day?
Hmm.
Handcrafted.
Not many. honestly, but the thought he puts into them is what mm-hmm. actually counts. And that's my point. It's the thought that you put into it and the effort that you go to and the lengths that you go to. So, for instance, right?
It's the exact same.
It is the exact same.
If it's the thought that counts.
Here we go. Here's an example. Chad knows I like tea. So, for Christmas, he got me a kettle and then found a local organic loose leaf tea shop and picked out specific teas for me. He could have just ordered Tetley from Walmart or picked up a pack from Publix, but he didn't because he went the extra length.
So let me ask you a question. Let's say in this exotic tea experiment, he knows the exotic teas that you like,
mm-hmm.
but rather than driving all around town, orders the same exact teas online. Is it the same or does he not get as much credit?
No. It's the same because the product is the same. A handwritten letter and a typed letter are not the same thing.
The product is the same. Yeah, the product of the word is the
word. The product is the handwriting. Handwriting is part of it.
Yes, Tommy.
Cassie, I have something that will win your argument.
What?
Remember several years, 10 in fact, wow. in a row, that we did something called the Bird Show's Big Thank You?
Yeah.
I do.
What did we send to our soldiers?
Handwritten letters.
Mm-hmm. Handwritten.
Yes.
We would not accept what kind of letters, Bert?
We would not accept printed off letters.
Like typed or, you know, anything other than what, Bert?
Handwritten letters.
Handwritten letters because they mean what?
More effort goes into it.
And they mean more.
Yes.
That's a good point.
It's a very good point.
I rest my case for Cassie.
Okay,
thank you, Tommy.
But that was because somebody could write a generic letter and print a bunch of them out. Whereas in this case, you're writing, like, these are original words every single time.
Every single, but more than once a year.
Even if it was just one letter, we'd still reject it if it was typed. Listen, I'm not saying what you do is bad. And honestly, I think that the fact that you even write the letters is lovely. I do. And I've received some of them and I like them. I just say I think it means more if you handwrite it, and if you really want to make a statement, you handwrite it.
I'm guessing the percentage of women that even get cards for Valentine's Day is pretty low these days. So even getting anything written or printed is a great gift.
Well, that's
so
fast way to not be exceptional is to see the bars in hell and be like, good enough.
Yeah. So you should get points for not doing the bare minimum?
Yes.
No, I am saying that. I think that you could be turning off guys. I am not losing this battle. I 100% believe
it. You're digging in.
100%. Let's take it to the people.
Okay, but when we do the poll, I think you should handwrite out a sentence so people
absolutely
can see.
Not.
No. So people can see how bad your handwriting is.
I don't think it matters.
It doesn't.
Because I do feel like if your handwriting is really bad to the point where you're like, you may honestly struggle to read this, I could understand someone saying, let me type it out for that reason.
Try harder. Write
on
slower.
Your handwriting.
Yes. Learn better. Write better. I don't like that's how people communicate. It's like literally twice a year. It's Valentine's Day and maybe a birthday that you send your significant other a card. And
Christmas.
For me, if it works for you, I don't. Cards at Christmas, no, I don't do that.
I do those too.
Well, a newsletter, a family newsletter is different from a love note to your significant other, mm-hmm. right? If it works for you, then that is fantastic. I'm saying my threshold, I need it to be handwritten in order to actually be meaningful. And then when I get that, I'm like, this man took the time to sit down and write with his hands all his emotions about how he felt about me. I hate handwriting stuff. And I get it. It sucks. And so then I'm like, look at what he did for me. That makes me feel good. He didn't use ChatGPT to spit out random love letters that he put in it.
That's not it at all. No, the ChatGPT has nothing to do with it because it's coming from the heart. It's original idea.
Not the AI's heart. It's coming from Bert's heart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me ask you
this. So let me ask you this, Cassie, because you sound like the kind of woman that if he handwrites you a letter, you're going to go, that was nice, but you could have used a feather and ink. And that would have been real effort right there.
It's called a quill. Yeah.
Sounds like you know you're losing, so you're attacking my character. I am winning this. No, I'm telling you, and a feather and ink is cool, but it doesn't really matter.
But it's not nearly as good. But that's the best you could do.
But why?
Is a quill and ink, because handwritten is not, that's not even effort.
The quill and ink takes about the same amount as a ball pen. You just dip it and write.
Absolutely not.
Have you written with quill and ink? Because I have.
Who has it? That besides somebody from Emory that's 190 years old has written with a quill and ink.
So maybe you should listen to me when I say it's essentially almost the same amount of effort.
I feel like Will Ferrell and Anchorman, and I'm about to be like, wow, that escalated quickly.
Right, put it to the test.
Okay.
Put it up online. I don't trust you to put up a sentence or a question that will not be misleading. I will I don't even know that I trust Rebecca on this one.
Okay, so fair not trusting me, and I have in the past skewed results with the way I ask questions. However, you pay Rebecca's paycheck, so I think you can trust her.
Yeah. Well, then you shouldn't, so maybe it should be somebody else.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Congratulations are in order, but especially for one artist that I know people are going to be very excited to see made the list of nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The 2025 nominees are out, and you can see that Bad Company, Mariah Carey, Billy Idol, and of course Outkast are amongst the nominees, which I know is very exciting for people. Yay. Yeah, Outkast. Love that for them. All right, Naya Rivera's ex, Ryan Dorsey, he is speaking out for the first time since her tragic death. So here's your trigger warning, because this entire story is just heartbreaking.
Especially if you have kids.
I mean, her child is fine, but of course she tragically passed away. And I couldn't believe when I saw this interview again that it was 5 years ago. It feels so recent, but I listened to the interview. He said this summer it'll be five summers, and hearing him recount everything that's happened since then is absolutely devastating. I mean, now her son is 9 years old, so he would have been four at the time. And he said that he remembers what that day was like. And hearing him talk about what his son, Josie, felt like that day and what he remembered is really tragic.
Josie said the wind was blowing, and the crazy part is that Josie told me, he told all of us, but he said, and he didn't tell me this for a while after, he's like, we jumped in, and I said, are you sure about this? She's like, yeah. She's like, oh my God, are we gonna die? And mommy said, don't be silly. He said, and we jumped in, and that's what happened, you know?
He even talks about her final words. It's heartbreaking. He said that his son remembers looking at his mom still in the water, and that her final words were her son's name, and then she passed away. It took them days to find her. He was in a grocery store, her ex, who is the father of her son, Josie, and he said that he got a call from her parents who said, hey, just letting you know, your son is okay, but we can't find Naya. And he said that he immediately took off. He was like 145 miles away, so he got a pack of cigarettes. He said he was chain smoking the whole way, had his hazards on, and was doing whatever it took to get to the location where they were looking for her. It's absolutely devastating. Absolutely brutal. All right, a Patrick Mahomes interview has come out where he has said who he blames for the loss of the Super Bowl. I think this is a big point of leadership here, is who do you blame when everything goes wrong? And in a recent press conference where Patrick Mahomes was recounting the Super Bowl, he said that he actually blames himself for the Super Bowl. He says, I let y'all down. He said, I will always continue to work and try to learn to get better for it. I want to give thanks to God for every opportunity he's given me, and we will be back, which is exciting for Chiefs fans, but I know they've had a really tough week having lost to the Eagles.
I think that's the right answer. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, football is a team game at the end of the day, but a lot of the time the quarterback takes all the credit when they win, so you should in the same fashion take all of the credit when they lose. He's a leader, and that's what you're supposed to say, so I respect it.
I know people were blaming the offensive line. Basically, they weren't giving him enough time to, like, get through things.
Yeah, the offensive line. I can get a little better.
That would be valid.
Yes, that's a true statement.
All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
All right, for the first time in a very long time, I'm nervous here on the show because my girl Amanda has called in to weigh in on this whole handwriting versus not handwriting thing. This could very well change the way that she gets letters. And the way it might change is none at all. Hi, Amanda.
Hey, babe.
Hi.
So I heard you guys discussing this, and I do appreciate so much how much effort you put into it. You really do put more effort than, choose my words wisely, than most men. But I have to go with Cassie. The extra effort is just a wee bit more romantic.
Okay, now you and I might have our first on-air argument. Now, I do believe that it was around Christmas time where you said you don't even exchange cards.
Okay, that is not true. I don't do Christmas cards.
Okay.
I've given you a card for everything. I love writing thank you notes, you know, cards for birthdays, whatever else. But and I even sent Christmas cards with you and Hollis to wherever y'all went, Portugal. So I actually did Christmas cards for you this year, too. So, and they were handwritten.
So you would rather have a less word love letter than a more word hand, more word printed out letter?
No, I would want the same words, just handwritten.
Yeah, why is it got to be less words?
I can't do it. You try. I think you just, I mean, I have a nice card ready for you to go, but I don't think it's going to have any words in it.
The man has his limits.
That's it. I love you, but
man, this is where you draw the line.
A lot of sacrifice there.
By the way, I have a handwritten note from Amanda that I read every morning at my desk.
Is that right?
Because mm-hmm, it means a lot.
I gave her the words to use for that.
Oh, did you? You told me I was a GD magical unicorn?
I'll see you later, babe.
All right, love you. Bye.
Love you. All right, I still want this poll up online. I don't care.
Take it to the streets.
Man, she's taking a lot of pressure off. She's taking a lot of pressure off of me. She's getting no card at all this year.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter ThankYou25 for 25% off. It's promo code ThankYou25 at TakeLean.com.
Couple of interesting things have happened in my DMs over the course of the last 24 hours. I am not holding our bonus content hostage for you guys to listen to hear the dribble technique. But those of you, and mostly women, this must really bother women about their dudes. Women asking about the technique that I discovered to stop the man dribble, asking me about it, I can't put in words. I mean, it's too long to put in words. So I am directing you guys to the bonus content next week where we talk about it. And I'm not doing that to get your $2.99. It's just that, how do I write that out in a DM?
You don't, because that's going to come back to bite you.
Yeah, right. I don't think you can.
I mean, I can.
You need to do like a YouTube tutorial.
You need some graphics. Oh, no, that won't work.
No diagrams.
Yeah, right, it can't be. So there's been a couple of guys in my DMs hitting me, asking me where the button is, and women asking me about the technique. And can you, look, I wouldn't endorse this, Cassie, but can you sign up for bonus content for a month and then not subscribe after that?
Yeah, you can just do it 1 month and cancel your account.
All right, so it's going to cost you, what is it?
I think it's like $4 or something like that.
$4 for groundbreaking, what has turned out to be a groundbreaking technique that helps out clearly 99% of guys.
This is the theme of your OnlyFans page. What you need to do is start an OnlyFans, and all it is you video, like all it is you filming yourself going number one and showing everybody the technique over and over and over
again. Can I hire a model to do it?
No, because you have to do it.
You're not getting your money's worth of OnlyFans.
It's the money in it, though.
Yes, Tommy.
I tried this again this morning. I could not find this button that you speak of. So I went into the break room. I found a chip clip instead.
That's insane.
I think you might be. Yeah, you know what it is? Is you got to practice while in full stream, and then you can see its effect. And then you work your way up to the final dribble.
Oh, okay. It's an advanced movement.
If you press it in full stream, does it stop?
It doesn't stop it. It just, you can clearly see it slowing it down.
Oh.
Sounds painful.
It's not.
No?
Not at all.
Okay.
All right. All right, so
I'm afraid it's going to be like when you put your thumb over the end of a hose.
You kink it and it goes everywhere.
That's exactly what I feel like is going to happen.
All right, this is going to be counterproductive to what we did yesterday and earlier this morning, though. I'm almost a little bit nervous for you to rattle off this stat.
It may shock some, it may not shock others, but it was a little bit shocking to me to hear it in totality. But we have been talking about the gym lately, and if you do go to a public gym, maybe this is information that you should be aware of. But a new study has just revealed that the free weights in public gyms apparently carry 362 more times more bacteria than a toilet seat.
Oh, my God.
Than a toilet seat.
They say that the equipment harbors a high number of harmful microbes, including those that are linked to skin infections and respiratory issues. And the study highlights the importance of regularly sanitizing gym equipment to reduce the risk of illness. Fitness experts recommend wiping down weights before and after use to minimize exposure to bacteria. And they also advise gym goers to wash their hands frequently to avoid touching their faces during workouts for this reason.
So you'll see a lot of people wiping down the equipment like that chest press one that we used yesterday, Kristen, and I talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the gym will wipe those down. I don't think that I have ever seen anybody wipe down free weights before. Those are like the barbells that you were using yesterday.
Yeah, the barbells, the dumbbells. I don't think anyone ever wipes those down. And a lot of people don't wear gloves either. They say if you wear gloves, that's a safer way to go. But I know a lot of people don't like to do that in the gym either.
I'm surprising that I work out, but I always wipe down any weights that I use, like the handles and stuff, because I thought it was common that you're supposed to wipe down all equipment, mats, whatever I'm on, if I'm on that little balance ball, or it's all wiped down.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I'll wipe down the mat also, and I'll wipe down like anything my back touches or my booty is touching. But as far as my hands go, I've never even thought about it and never even seen anybody do it before.
Same.
But remember, I'm doing this strength training for 20 minutes. My goal is not to sweat. So my rule of thumb is if I don't sweat, I don't wipe it down.
Nah, you should wipe it down regardless.
Yeah, because the person before you might have left all that skankiness behind. Uh-huh. I guess is what he said.
And it's like just common courtesy to wipe it down for the person coming after you as well. A lot of people don't do that.
You're giving me more and more reasons not to do this.
You should take a little more strength.
Yeah, you should be thanking him more than anything else. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
We got this tradition on Valentine's Day, and I think the standard thing is, well, you're going to go out for dinner, blah-dee-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. And I'm looking at the statistics this morning, and it says that 63% of women don't even want to go out for Valentine's Day. They'd rather stay in.
That's me.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's because, and there is something about, in this city particularly, Valentine's Day's on crack. The weather, or not the weather, well, the weather's bad today because I just looked out the window, but the traffic, and because the weather is bad, the traffic is next level on Valentine's Day in this city. And then the restaurants are so crowded. They put the tables so close together. Yeah. It's literally like you're having Valentine's Day dinner with the people sitting right next to you.
Do restaurants do that? Do they add tables on that day?
It felt like it the last two times we have went out. Like, I mean, we were on top of each other.
Same for me. Every time I've gone out on Valentine's Day, for some odd reason, it seems like the seats are always set up to where you're on top of each other. And I think it's because they try to make more room.
I am curious, if you're in the restaurant industry, do you guys add more tables on Valentine's Day to squeeze a couple more bucks out? Because it does feel that way, but I wonder if it's a perception thing. 1-855-BIRCHA.
Because having worked in the restaurant industry, you have two tops, you got four tops, you got, you know, five or six tops. So I'm thinking for Valentine's Day, depending on what their reservation book looks like, they're taking out those bigger tables and just packing in more smaller tables to get more reservations.
And the way I see it, most couples would rather be at one of those long tables where you got a bunch of other people around so you can talk to somebody else.
Keep the long tables in.
How do you guys feel about Valentine's Day proposals? Because I got a stat on that one also.
Cliche. Mm. I really dislike any proposal around a holiday. Preach. Because so many people do it, so then it doesn't feel like it's special, your moment. But I also kind of feel like it lacks originality. And I feel like that's what makes a good proposal, is making it really special to your relationship.
Even though if you ask me right now what our proposal date is, like when Bart proposed to me, it was in March.
Yeah, you don't know the exact day.
I don't. I think it was sometime in the first week of March.
Cassie, you know?
Yeah, it was August 11th.
Okay.
I remember. Neat.
Calls are coming in about the restaurant industry and Valentine's Day. Hey, Rachel, good morning.
Good morning. Yep, I work at a popular steak restaurant, and we absolutely take the four tops away and put two tops in and cram you guys in.
Yep. Knew it.
Yeah. So we're not imagining it. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Nope, not at all.
Appreciate it.
And we try and turn you over pretty quickly, so you might get your food faster on Valentine's Day because we want to turn tables fast.
Yeah, I said this when I came back from Europe the last time, too. That's not a thing in Europe at all. Mm-mm. You once you're there, you have the table for as long as you want, and they will not ask you if you are done with dinner, or they will not ask you if it's time for the check. Mm-hmm. You can sit there for as long as you want. I think I told you guys that when Hollis and I went out for Christmas Eve, we made a reservation and they told us downstairs, like, hey, just want to let you know, we've got openings between 7 and 10. And we said, okay, we'll take it at 8. And I was expecting them to say, look, don't be late. And they were trying to make it clear that we had the whole table from 7 to 10. It was a 3-hour block.
Wow.
And the restaurant closed at 10 o'clock.
That's awesome.
So that's an American thing right there. And 41% of dudes say that they would love a male equivalent to Galentine's Day.
Oh, you all need a little bromance in your life?
Bro-entine's Day.
That's every Sunday for me. Right. We watch football.
Right. All right, so we call Thursdays, follow-up Thursdays. You guys hit us up, and you're like, hey, Bert Show, you might have forgot to give us some closure on blank. So, for follow-up Thursday today, Mo.
Tara was frustrated with her boyfriend of 3 years who'd gotten really lazy in their relationship. No date nights, no compliments, no romantic gestures, and no proposal in sight. She felt totally undervalued, so she decided to make dating app profiles, not to actually date, just to prove how desirable she was, and showed him all the attention she was getting.
What could go wrong?
Instead of stepping up his game like she hoped, he blew up and called it cheating. After they broke up, she actually ended up hitting it off with a guy from one of the apps and went on an amazing date with him. Super attentive, charming, the works. Plot twist, her ex started sending flowers and apologizing like crazy. She agreed to one final conversation at his place where he got super emotional and vulnerable about taking her for granted. She ended up taking him back and canceling on the new guy, hoping her ex would keep up this new energy and changed attitude. Well, did he?
Here's the update. She said, just wanted to drop in with a quick update that made me smile. Remember how I was hoping my boyfriend would, quote, keep this energy? Well, he's been going above and beyond. He surprised me by planning our first Valentine's Day back together. He's taking me on a weekend getaway to this cute coastal bed and breakfast I once mentioned wanting to visit.
Dude, kudos.
He actually listened when I talked about wanting more thoughtful gestures. He's been showing that he cares more with subtle gestures, planning date nights, etc. Just this morning, I found a handwritten note on my bathroom mirror. Notice how I didn't say typed. On my bathroom mirror, saying how grateful he is for our fresh start. The old him would have just gotten basic roses and called it a day, but he's really showing me he meant everything he said about changing. I know some of you might still be skeptical, but I can genuinely feel the difference in how he's treating me now. He's more present, more attentive, and actually putting in the effort to make me feel special. Maybe sometimes people really do need a wake-up call to realize what they have. For now, I'm just excited about spending a romantic weekend away together and seeing where this renewed relationship takes us.
A good one.
Yay!
There we go. It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.